a controversy over airplane de-icing fluid. This is the Environment Report, and I'm Rebecca Williams. The main airport in Grand Rapids is proposing to build a new system to prevent the buildup of a bacterial film in a nearby river. Lindsay Smith reports the system would be a first of its kind at airports in Michigan.
In the winter, airplanes across the state are sprayed down with a fluid to prevent the buildup of snow and ice. At Gerald R. Ford International Airport, roughly a third of that de-icing fluid makes its way into a small creek nearby. Bacteria in the creek can easily break down the fluid, but they create a smelly film in the process. The state considers the bio-slime a nuisance, not a human health risk. But it does deplete the oxygen, choking out aquatic life. The airport's facilities director, Tom Eklund, points out where they'd like to build a new treatment system to prevent the bioslime.
What we want to do is we want to take advantage of the contours of this particular piece of property.
Eklund shows how the system would pipe the de-icing fluid from the airport down through 12 underground ponds. Inside, bacteria would eat up the majority of the de-icing fluid before it drained into the Thornapple River below. At a public hearing last week, Eklund made the case for the treatment system to hundreds of residents. By diverting and treating the runoff, airport officials say the system will eliminate the bioslime. Amy Dowling lives near the river.
I think that we all know that money talks, and we're trying to do it as cheap as possible. And so we just want to make sure that we're trying to do it not just as cheap as possible, but as good as possible.
The project is expected to cost $19 million. That is cheaper than what it would cost the airport to build a separate area for airplanes to get sprayed with de-icing fluid before takeoff. The fluid is easier to vacuum up in one centralized place. That's what Detroit Metro Airport does. And that's what Flint's Bishop Airport decided to do a couple of years ago when bioslime became a problem there. Dean Merkis is one of the national experts the Ford Airport hired to develop the system. He kept trying to sway the skeptics in the crowd.
Central de-icing pads were thoroughly analyzed as part of our alternatives, and what we found out was they would not solve the problem.
Merkis claims the bioslime would still be a problem in the creek if the airport built de-icing pads alone. He says the pads would increase flight delays, the cost of airport operations, even the exhaust emissions from planes waiting in line to get sprayed down. John Kuiper is president of one of the nearby neighborhood associations.
Part of the outcry here is, you know, when something goes on for 8-9 years and the airport can literally sit here and say we've never received a violation, does not sit well with us, and it does dramatically impact the credibility.
The airport hasn't received any violation from the state for the bioslime. That's why many neighbors aren't happy with how the state's Department of Environmental Quality has handled the issue. MDEQ's Ryan Grant says he's been aware of the bioslime problems for years.
I'm not going to deny that I did not see them, but we work through a process in the DEQ. And unfortunately, sometimes it's not as quick as everybody would like it. But I think at this point today, I am confident that this problem is going to be solved.
The state can't tell the airport how to solve the problem, but it will require something be done to stop the bioslime by October 2015. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.
The DEQ is taking public comments on the proposal through the end of this month. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.